Hi ladies, it's Cheryl McDonald, founder of Yoga Bellies, and today I want to talk to the ladies there who are over 40, even over 30, 35, about an extremely important topic, and that is perimenopause and menopause, okay? So I'm sure you have heard the word, but so many of us do not know what the hell it is, that I am keen to educate our ladies on exactly what that is and how yoga and lifestyle changes can be of help during this pretty stressful time. Now, the main thing about perimenopause and menopause is that literally nobody wants to talk about it. If you're having a baby, fantastic, let's all talk about pregnancy, all these things. Postnatal, you've got a baby, the baby's here, let's talk about the baby, fantastic. Everyone is happy to talk about this life stage. But nobody wants to talk about menopause because society has told us that getting older is bad for women, that we lose our value as we age, which is absolute bullshit. So I just want to clarify a few things, just to explain to you what perimenopause, postmenopause is, what they are, and what this would look like. Because the thing is that many women can actually start to experience the symptoms of perimenopause in their 30s, in their early 40s, okay? Now, the average age of hitting menopause is 51, okay? But menopause itself is technically only that one day that is 12 months from your last menstrual period, okay? So when we talk about menopause, usually what we're talking about is perimenopause, okay? So this is when we have the symptoms of menopause, the hot flushes, the irregular cycles, all these things. That is technically perimenopause, all right? So it's the period of time when you've still got your cycle, you're still menstruating, but you start to experience menopausal symptoms, okay? Now, the thing is, most of us are not even aware that we're having these symptoms. So I want to talk to you about these symptoms, what they might look like, what you can do, and just looking at that shifting hormonal landscape and what that could look like for you for the next while. Now, early perimenopause, that begins when your cycle starts to vary by around a week, okay? So about 7 or more days. And the period as well, it might change in flow and length. So it might get heavier or more scant, and it could go, from 10 days to 2 days. I always used to be 7 days, and now I am 1 day if I'm lucky. You know, and this is what happens, I'm 43. So the first sign that we usually see is some kind of irregularity in our menstrual cycle. Another thing that people start to see very early on in perimenopause are things like premenstrual mood changes, all right? So if you are prone to PMS, or if you've never had PMS before, you may see a surge in this. And women in perimenopause often report feeling absolute rage, frustration, rage, and it is that huge, you know, hormonal highs and lows that we're experiencing at this time that caused that. Now, when we're talking about hormone levels, what we're talking about this time is really progesterone, testosterone, and estrogen is affected as well. So all of these hormones are going up and down. Now, we tend to think of menopause as our estrogen levels getting lower, all right? But the thing is, during perimenopause, when we're actually experiencing these symptoms, estrogen levels tend to be higher. They can often be up to 5 times higher than that of a 20-year-old, all right? So take that in for a minute, because we often think, estrogen levels are low, therefore I am in perimenopause, okay? Or estrogen levels are high, so I can't be in perimenopause. And that's not often the case, because perimenopause is often higher estrogen levels. And the thing is, they're very variable and they're unpredictable as well, all right? Ovulation is less frequent, progesterone levels are lower, and our cycles, you know, even if our cycle is still kind of regular, this is what's going on. So it's a kind of series of changes. Now, the kind of start of perimenopause, that's defined as a few things, okay? So technically, you would have 2 or 3 of these to see that you were in perimenopause, right? So again, go back to that cycle. It's new, heavy, shorter or longer or shorter menstrual flow. Kind of swollen, sore, lumpy breast. Do you remember when you were pregnant? It's like that kind of pain, especially around about your period. New or increased menstrual cramps as well. waking up in the middle of the night, and also night sweats and hot flashes. I'm sure you've heard of that one. That's the one we all know. That's a kind of cartoon woman in menopause. Increased migraines and headaches as well are a sign of perimenopause. Add those mood swings that I mentioned as well. Another one everyone hates, notable weight gain. And I actually made a YouTube video on ways that we put on weight with, unfortunately, over the age of 40, all right? And this is, even if we're doing the same exercise, same yoga practice, same food intake, we will tend to put on weight, especially around about that middle section, all right? Now, what you're probably thinking, okay, so maybe I am in perimenopause, but it's not affecting me, it's not inhibiting my life in any way. Why would you even want to know about it? If you don't start to do something about it early on in perimenopause, this can be detrimental, all right? So you can miss an opportunity to actually do something about it. That's where I came up with the idea for yoga pause. So yoga bellies, it's always been about women during pregnancy and postpartum. And, you know, through that journey, and now that I am in that stage, I am over 40, I'm in that perimenopause life space. This is so important to me as I'm doing these things myself. My yoga practice has changed. It's adapted. My lifestyle has changed and adapted. And actually what I want from my life and what I want from the people around me and from my yoga practice is completely different from what it was at 20. I do not want to do handstands every day. You know, I haven't exactly retired with my knitting needles, but I am a lot more chilled. And what I want to do with my time is very, very different, all right? So what I've been looking at over the last few years is about being proactive and positively impacting that experience of perimenopause and my life beyond menopause. And this is where I came up with yoga pause. So it's not just about adapting the physical yoga practice, although that is really important. And yoga pause very much focuses on weight bearing exercises, incorporating weights as well, restorative yin practices, and also hormone balancing postures and practices, breathing techniques, meditations, things that can help to de-stress us, but also to balance our hormonal fluctuations, which is super, super important at this time. So that is what yoga pause, that's my little punting of my new yoga program. That's what it's all about. But back to perimenopause. Now, natural menopause, most women, this tends to happen for us between 45 and 55, okay? But as I said, the average age is 51. Perimenopause, you've still got your cycle, but you're getting those menopausal symptoms. Now, that can last for about 4 years, but it can actually sometimes last as long as 10 to 15 years. And as I said, those initial symptoms can be super, super subtle, all right? The estrogen is very high during perimenopause as well. As I said, it's higher than a 20-year-old, but eventually that estrogen actually does decline, okay? So that's in late perimenopause and menopause and postmenopause. So at that point, you're going to stop switching between the high and low estrogen, and the progesterone is the hormone that takes the dip first, all right? So during that time when you've got your estrogen, it's high and the progesterone's low, symptoms like your shorter cycles, heavy, longer periods, period pain, bloating, headaches, all the things I said, those sleep issues, the rage, this is when they appear, all right? Now, the gradual and erratic decrease of estrogen, all right? Now, this is a feature of late-stage perimenopause, or what we tend to call menopause. Don't get too caught up in what's menopause, what's perimenopause. You're going to experience these symptoms. As I said, menopause is technically only the day that is exactly 1 year from your last menstrual cycle, but we tend to refer to late perimenopause as actual menopause, all right? So you've got your very early menopause. That's when your cycle length, it can be the same or slightly shorter. You might get a couple of symptoms. Some might appear, some might get worse. And your estrogen is often very high compared to your progesterone. In early perimenopause, all right, so cycle length becomes a bit shorter. Estrogen is also high generally in relation to the progesterone. But in late perimenopause, that time that we often call menopause, the cycle becomes longer. And you've got things like hot flushes, vaginal dryness, the joys, night sweats. And this is when estrogen starts to decline and become low. All right. So this is what we're looking at between the ages of, as I said, even from your 30s, ladies. You know, it's good and important to be aware of these things. And it's not just your yoga practice. We can be looking at supplements, diet, sleep patterns, you know, how we're looking after our physical and mental well-being as well, okay? So this is super, super important for everyone. So let's come back to yoga. Yoga and pranayama can be so helpful, and I'm sure you've heard on the news, so many clinical trials as well. In one study, yoga practice actually cut hot flashes by 31%. And there's been lots of other research, and it's been found that regularly doing yoga can help with things like improving your libido, your mood, insomnia, controlling cravings, which happen during this time as well, all right? So super, super important and so valuable. So what we want to be doing with our physical yoga practice is, you know, just looking at making the transition from pre-menopause to post-menopause a bit smoother. And we can do that, we can lay the groundwork for that, for better health post-menopause by adapting our yoga practice, all right? It's not just a way, you know, to keep fit and to function. As you know, I've been practicing before, it's going to help you manage stress. It's a huge contributor to hormonal imbalance, all right? Now, there's lots of yoga postures and practices. You'll find some on Yoga Pause TV, my YouTube channel dedicated to my ladies over 35. And you can find lots of poses that are helpful to reduce the actual symptoms of menopause. So specific, you'll find sequences there for things like hot flashes, mood swings, better sleep, sleep disturbances. If you're looking for actual postures, there's a few things. So for the increase in body temperature, the hot flashes, the night sweats, things like that, there are a couple of poses that you can pull out of the bag. Calming, cooling poses, forward bend or uttanasana, child's pose, balasana, downward dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana, nice, gentle forward bends and inversions. These will increase blood flow to the head and the heart, okay? And that's just going to help calm you down and cool you down physically. If you're looking at strengthening the body, so if we're thinking about that lower abdominal area, things like locust pose, boat pose, plow pose, plank pose, all of these things are going to work on that BAPS region. If you've come to Yoga Bellies classes, you'll know that BAPS refers to the back, the abs, and the pelvic floor, which are super important for women throughout every life stage. So in our classes, we really focus strongly on strengthening the back, the lower back, the pelvic floor, and the abs. And the reason is that these areas of the body are all connected in a woman, and the integrity of one strongly affects the integrity of the other areas, all right? So a weak pelvic floor can result in a weak core and a painful lower back, and vice versa, okay? So it's really important for us to focus on this area at every stage, and especially as our body starts to age and we move towards that full menopause. Now, poses like boat, these are going to bring energy, increase circulation to the reproductive area and just strengthen that entire pelvic area, okay? And that's exactly what we want to be doing. So we know that yoga is fantastic for women throughout life, but I just want to talk to you about the general benefits of yoga for women over 35, all right? So if we think about what's happening, all of these physical, emotional changes, hormonal fluctuations, it's a stressful time, all right? And yoga is going to lower, the correct yoga practice, should I say, is going to lower your stress level. Now, what is not going to lower your stress level is throwing yourself through a crazy dynamic yoga practice if your body does not want it. So it is super important that we listen to our body at this time, all right? We can choose the right practice like yoga pose. This is going to help us control our breathing, lower stress, manage those feelings of anxiety. We're going to bring harmony and balance to our entire lifestyle, all right? So looking at that transition, you know, practicing yoga during this period, lowering those stress levels and dealing with the transitions, it's going to help you develop coping skills and a more positive outlook towards menopause and life after menopause. Because guess what? There actually is life after menopause. Your joints. We all know that as we age, we lose bone density, all right? Especially for women, we are at high risk of things like osteoporosis and arthritis. So yoga is going to help strengthen, increase bone density with weight-bearing yoga and, you know, also lessen things like lower back pain, which is super common in people as they age, especially women. Let's also think about flexibility and strength, though, right? A lot of yoga poses are fantastic for increasing your flexibility. What happens when you get old? You lose that flexibility. Because of this, we're more prone to injury as well. And yoga, that's going to help increase the strength in your body overall. It's a great physical practice. It's not generally high impact, and it's going to improve your performance in any other sports or activities and basically just living your life as you go about it as well as you get older. We know that yoga is fantastic for overall health and well-being, all right? If you exercise, if you practice yoga as you age, you are going to be in better health and you're going to feel better as well, all right? As we know, there's lots of yoga postures and practices that are going to support a positive mental state as well. Think about things like supported back bends. That's going to make you feel nice and light. Your chest and heart opening poses, that's going to make you feel confident. That's going to help with those feelings of anxiety, depression, you know, influencing your physical and mental well-being. So this is really important for all women who are experiencing those hormonal fluctuations, which constantly affect our health and well-being. Another great thing about yoga is anyone can do it, okay? So if you're listening to this and you've never practiced yoga in your life before, it is not too late. It's really easy to start. You don't need fancy equipment and it's low impact, all right? Now, most yoga poses, they can be adjusted to suit the individual. So it's brilliant for people with a wide variety of fitness levels. It's low impact, it's not going to put strain in your joints, and it has a very low risk of injury unless you're going to be doing wild back bends and cartwheels, all right, which we are not going to do in yoga pose at all. I mentioned, touched upon it before, there are specific yoga poses which can benefit the different symptoms of menopause as well, all right? And if you've never done it before, now is the time to bring in restorative and yin postures, okay, supportive postures, and start using things like blocks, straps, bolsters, not because we're old and weak, but because they can support your bones and joints, and because they actually feel amazing. I am physically attached to my bolster. It is my best friend. You know, and some forms of yoga, other forms of yoga, things like hot yoga, this can actually aggravate menopause symptoms. Now, I don't think there are many women having hot flashes that would go to hot yoga, but just so you're aware, if this is something you do, you may want to move away from that, all right? It can also increase your anxiety as well. Not a huge fan of hot yoga here. Really good idea to focus on postures which are going to reduce tension, stop the body feeling tight, and to provide the support with those props as well. There is no shame in using props. Definitely please start using them in your practice. So I just wanted to introduce you to basically the benefits of yoga throughout perimenopause, menopause. You know, by taking that time to relax and reduce stress, your body will have the time that it needs to recover, to reset your heart rate, your digestive muscles, your nervous system, get everything back into balance, okay? Think about those health benefits, especially suited to women having those menopausal symptoms, the hot flashes, the irritability, insomnia, mood swings, memory problems, all of these gorgeous symptoms. You do not have to suffer them. Obviously, there are medical alternatives. You have things like HRT, but that doesn't have to be one or the other. You can take HRT, you can use other treatments, and you can practice yoga. But I literally think that if there is a woman out there over 35, definitely over 40, who is not practicing the right kind of yoga, then it is actually a crime, because this will set you up for a fantastic life. Think about all the healthy, well, physically and mentally and emotionally active celebrities that you see in the TV. And I only say that because we see so much of them. Think about these people. They all practice yoga. Madonna, Gwyneth Paltrow, all these people, all right? They are of a certain age. They are over 40 and they are practicing yoga. And we know the clinical trials, the studies show how important it is to manage menopause and menopausal symptoms. So ladies, if you want to find out more, go to yogabellies.com and check out my Yoga Pose program. If you're interested in teaching Yoga Pose, you can visit our teacher training website, and we have Yoga Pose Welcoming the Crone, which is a 50-hour course, part of our bigger 300-hour teacher training, which focuses on all four stages of menopause: premenopause, perimenopause, menopause, and postmenopause. All right. Also, if you are looking for more videos and sound bites, you can find a brand new YouTube channel just for our ladies over 35 called Yoga Pause TV on YouTube. Okay, so check it out. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast and our YouTube channel. And if you have any questions, please just pop them below. Hope this has been useful. Namaste.